heading out west to Utah with the number one question asked here at the Money Pit, flooring. David, how can we help you?
Yeah, I have a hardwood floor that has an area that's worn near the dining room table,
okay.
And it's all connected. It's the entry, the kitchen, the hallway. It's all about 1,000 square feet of hardwood.
So, David, is the finish just slightly worn, or is it actually down to raw wood?
It's smooth everywhere, but you can see raw wood underneath the chairs.
Okay. So here's what I think you should do. This is a project you can do yourself, and I'm going to tell you how to do it so it's not so terrible. What I want you to do is to rent a floor buffer with a sanding screen. Now, the floor buffer is the kind of big buffing machine like they use like at the mall and other commercial places to kind of buff the floors. But instead of the buffing pads, you can get a sanding screen, which kind of looks like window screen material. It's abrasive on both sides. By using the floor buffer, you'll just be sort of taking off the top surface of the finish and preparing it for the next coat of urethane. The areas where it's actually worn down, where you're starting to see some raw wood, just do some hand work in there or with a hand sander so that you get those smooth. This way you're not totally sanding down the entire floor surface, which is more than you need to do. It's shortened the life of the floor, and frankly, it's too much work for you. And then put a new coat of polyurethane down. Use oil-based polyurethane. You'll probably need about 3 coats. You can apply it with something called a lamb's wool applicator, which is a way of just sort of mopping it on. And plan when you can be out of that house for quite a while. Let yourself get some good drying time there, and I think you definitely could accomplish it.
Great. All right. I think I'll take that on and get that done.
All right, David. Good. Go to it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.